Blog Talk Radio.
Be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you. Take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings. Take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire, I'll fire. Sing you a song. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. Put your drag on. Want a foot rub, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I got the flipper, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up. Remain the same chick you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tap me on the shoulder.
Welcome, welcome. Okay, we're having a couple of problems, a couple of different people. Let me double check the phone lines. How's everybody doing all tonight? Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. I'm going to have to play one more quick song before we start. Because two more people telling me they can't. they can't hear the show, so we're gonna go to a quick song, and then we'll be right back. Wait 1 second. Everybody. Okay, 1 second. I'm gonna play one more song and then we're gonna come right back. This is starting to happen every week. If the phone hang up on you, call him back. Or send me a text and I'll give you a call. All right, let's go to one more song and we'll be back there. Let's get this thing started. If you can't hear, just send me a text or hang up and call back, press 1 or something like that. Right, here we go. Almost so.
Yeah, I want to kiss you.
We back. Got everything situated now. Okay, I got you. I see. We got some new listeners tonight. So we're going to have to go over all the rules. Like, we really got rules. But for all the new listeners, I'll go over them just for you. If you want to go live and talk to me, you got a comment, you got a statement, anything you want to say, give a shout out, got something you want to get off your chest, anything like that, you got to press 1 to go live. Don't be shy. People on the phone links out there, I appreciate everybody. You know, I haven't thanked y'all in a while, the people that's online, the people that's too scared to call in, the people that hide behind the people didn't want to hide behind the phones. It's okay. I got a lot of love for you, because that's the numbers that count. See, hiding and don't want to call in because you don't want to, you don't know if your phone number is going to be seen, or you might think you might get pushed accidentally live. See, it's really a good thing for me. It's good for the algorithm. For those who don't know, algorithm means that's the views, the content. So, like I always say, they don't count how many people call in. You got 30, 50 people calling in. You know, they only count the people online. So, everybody out there in online land, here's to you. But like I said, everybody that's on the phone lines, you mean just as much to me as they do, because we get to get close and familiarize with each other. We get to put a voice to the name, and, you know, we get to vent and have some good discussions. And for the people, the new listeners and on the line, thank you for calling in. Just bear with me a minute. In the beginning of the show, I like to give 2 cents on my mind. I use it like, it's like a podcast anthem, you would say, but it's really not an anthem. It's just shit that's on my mind. But even before I get there, I want to just say, what the hell is really going on with the world? There's so many people sick right now. There's so many people depressed right now. There's so many people hurting right now. There's so many people broke right now. We got people right now. I have about 5 people that's laying in hospital beds as we speak, listening to my show. Now, that's something, when you got 5 people in hospital beds listening to your show. So we're going to try to brighten all of y'all up. You know, the hospital could be a gloomy, unfamiliarized, sometimes scary place to be. If you have family or if you don't, whatever you don't got for tonight, we're going to be whatever you need. That's what we're going to be for you tonight. For the people that's in the hospital, we're going to be, whatever you're going through, whatever pain you in, we're going to try to relieve the pain with magnetic energy, mental. People that's depressed, we're going to try to uplift you. And not just the people that's in the hospital bed, people that's sitting at home in their living room right now. Shit, I'm depressed right now. I'm going through something. We got to give a shout out to our family members, Miles, that's in the hospital right now, going on 2 months. We got to give a shout out. I doubt if she's listening, but we got to give it out to our former 2022 supporter of the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast, Lois Gilbert, that's in the hospital right now, not doing too good. She actually last year was the supporter of the show of the year. In all aspects, listening, donations, and everything, she was the supporter of the year. And she's now, and that's my sister's best friend. So she's in the hospital right now. And our friend to the show, the chairman of the board, graphic designer, program director, setup man, best friend, son, father, educator, motivator. We got to give a very big shout out to Andre Williams. Everybody know Dre. The eyes that's in back of my head. My right hand man. The one that make everything possible, to make everything happen. You see them beautiful flyers that me and my sister be having, and you see the videos on Peep Game TV and a host of other things. All that comes from Dre. Dre Star, all that comes from Dre. I want to give a shout out to the new listeners. We usually get on here and we talk a lot of junk and we get wild on here, but tonight we just taking it as it comes. How they say, come what may. Because, man, it's a lot of things going on. And, I almost forgot. And one of my dear best friends, actually, when people hear me say that I knew Shadi since I was 9 and we've been friends, it's actually one more person that I knew longer than him that I'm still friends with. And that's, we call him Shireen, but his name is Robert. And me and him met when we was 4 years old. True story, 4 years old. Same babysitter, same daycare, nursery school, same grammar school. And a bunch of other shit. Okay, all right. I just got the message. Oh, wow. We got our friend, everybody. We remember Gigi. She said everybody keep her family in prayers, too. We got 3 deaths in her family back to back to back. Yo, that's crazy because my sister just said the other day that deaths come in 3. And it came like that. They came in 3. And she was just saying, like deaths come in 3. So we send our prayers out to Gigi. If you want to go live later on, Gigi, just let me know. We'll bring you in when we start cooking. Who else we got on here? Somebody. Well, where do we start tonight? I want to start with this tonight. I want to start with victims. victims all over the world. I'm talking to the victims. Yeah, that breast cancer, the mother. You know what? Wait a minute. Let's do something different. I'm always doing something different on my show. For real. I guess that's what keep it popping. Hey, yo, Fred.
Yo.
What's good? You live on my show?
Yeah, I'm maintaining my brother.
Yo, let me tell you, me and this guy right here, we met a long time ago, man. And you ever meet somebody and you just click from the moment you meet them, you and him just
yeah.
Click.
Excuse me, yes sir, that's how me and you did.
I don't even remember how we met. How did we meet?
Hey, yo, I'm gonna tell you. I was
Podcast. Everything goes on here. You can say it. Everything goes.
Yeah. It's good, bro. It's good. You know what I mean?
What happened?
I was coming off of work and shit, and I was going up by Frank and Joe's into the store. God, and I like ran to you and we clicked from there, my nigga. You already know how I go. And you introduced me to one of your parties, and it was on from there.
That's right. We met on Park Ave. We just met and started talking. Nobody didn't introduce us. We just started talking.
Yeah. We met on Park Ave in front of Frank and Joe's. Piece of spot,
man.
Up there, you know what I mean? And you introduced me to a party, and then it just took off from there, my brother, you know what I mean? And always got love for you, my nigga. I was like, yo, let me call in tonight, you know what I mean, and let you know that I appreciate everything you do, you know what I mean? You're a real one, and even though I'm from down the hill, I ain't got to throw no jabs or nothing like that, but you know what I mean? North Third is what it is, you know what I mean? North Third, I'm from North Third. North Seven, I'm from the North Side. Went to Kennedy, graduated 87. So, Jay, I ain't going to take over your show, my brother, you know what I mean? But I'm here, bro. I'm feeling you.
Yo, I just wanted to bring you in. But look, before I let you go, you're not in Jersey no more, right?
Nah, I'm in Atlanta. I'm in Lawrenceville right now for like the last 4 years. I've been in Lawrenceville pushing them 18
on,
wheels, you know what I mean? Pushing them 18 wheels.
Oh, you're a truck driver.
Yeah, I did cable in New York for 15 years, and now I'm driving trucks for the last 7 years. So I'm trying to get,
can
I'm still trying to get that. Uh-huh, go ahead, bro. Ask me anything.
Are you married?
I'm divorced.
So you single?
Yes.
Okay. You know this is a relationship podcast, right?
Oh yeah, no doubt. Let me tell you something. Let me put this out
go
here.
Ahead.
I got married listen, a lot of people don't know this. I got married the week of 9/11. Right? I got married September 14th, 2001. I got married, damn it, that Friday after 9/11. 9/11 was on a Tuesday, all right? 9/11 happened on a Tuesday. My wedding was September 14th. So that was a Friday night wedding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got married, you know what I mean? Officially, you know what I mean? I've been married for 21 years, but at the end of the day, I'm divorced. It's official. I've been separated out of that 21 years for 10 years, you know what I mean? So it's like out of that 21 years, after that 10 years, I was separated. Took me 10 years to, like, get myself together and not hurt nobody. To, like, really, like, get myself together, take care of my daughter and all that. and I'm maintaining. I'm in Georgia right now. I'm in Lawrenceville, like maybe a half hour, maybe 45 minutes from Atlanta. I'm maintaining.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that was your first wedding or second?
My first.
So would you ever do it again?
I said I wouldn't, but I would if I found the right, you know me and how I talk. I would. Yeah, I would. I would do it again. You know what I mean? Because, you know what I mean? I'm one of them brothers that's like, you know what I mean? Like, and it's in my nature and in my family, like, you know what I mean? How I'm bred, that I would not always hate and always, like, be forgiving and give people second chances. But you only get, like, you don't get too many of them for me. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I would. I'm not going to hold what happened to me in my past, you know what I mean, and to keep me from going forward to my happiness.
Oh, man. Go ahead. Preach. Because I hold what happened to me from keep me from going forward. So I like to hear people say they don't hold the past against them. I like that. You a good man.
Nah, man, listen. Plus, I'm playing $800 plus a month for one child, and she's 15. She,
what?
I do
child
that.
Support?
Yeah, yes, indeed, sir.
Seed. Look. You know, my show is 80% women, 40 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old. You see what I'm saying, ladies? Here go a single man. A truck driver drive all across the world, probably make about $3,000 a week. He lives in by himself. He wants love again. So, it's out there. You know what I'm saying? What else?
Jay, it's your show, my dude. You know what I mean? Relationships. They vary, basically. You know what I mean? Ain't no one the same. You know what I mean? You got a chick complaining about this and that, and you got a dude that, you know what I mean, he ain't showing no love in the house. Then they got a legitimate reason, or, you know what I mean? How can I say it? They could be legit in that phase, but. On the other hand, when you got a true man, you know what I mean, that's loving you and working hard and doing everything that, you know what I mean, it takes to be a man and try to make a house a whole home, not just a home, but a whole home, and you want to go out and do some disrespectful things, you know what I mean, to jeopardize that relationship, then that changes, you know what I mean, That's what makes you know what I mean? It changes things. It changes how people feel. Basically.
Is that what you did?
You know what I mean?
Is that what you did is that what you did in your relationship? That's why it ain't work?
Oh, well, I did everything I could do over time, everything, you know what I mean? Beautiful daughter, everything out of that. But at the end of the day, it wasn't enough because I was working too much.
Another man who woman left him because he was working too much. God, come on, man.
Working too much. Like, you ain't home enough. You're not doing it, but you want the bills paid, right? You want this and that, right? Damn, can I sleep? I'm going to be real. I'm very honest with that because I got married in 2001. You know what I mean? 23 right now. I would have officially been married 22 years, officially, but I've been separated for 10 and officially divorced January 10th. So I ain't even had a whole year yet of being officially divorced yet. You know what I mean? I've been struggling, not putting no blame on nobody, just moving on, doing what I got to do. But I know that damn $200 a week in child support, niggas ain't going to be paying that shit like that. You know what I mean? And I ain't behind, and I ain't in jail. That's 800. That's a mortgage in a lot of spots. That's over $800 a month for one child, and she only 15. You know what I mean? So I guess that was like kind of.
So you got a relationship. I see pictures of you and your daughter when she was young. I ain't know she's 15 now. Damn, time be
Yeah, she like, so you know what I mean?
So look, no, I'm glad. See, everything happened for a reason.
Yes, sir.
You called. You came on the show tonight. I was gonna talk about something else, and I was like, let me talk to Fred for a minute on my show because,
like
when people come on the show and talk because we got a lot of ladies listening, and I know they probably saying different things in their mind, but I know you. When I met you, you was a hard working man for cable.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And was you living with your wife down south or up here in Jersey?
Nah. Well, right now I'm in Atlanta right now. You know what I mean? I'm in Lawrenceville.
No, when you was married, where you was living at?
Yeah. I was in Jersey. You know what I mean? I was from Passing. She was from Newark. You know what I mean? Mm. We, you know what I mean? I had the white, you know what I mean? Nice house. You know what I mean? Well, not house, but it was in the house. You know what I mean? White picket. You know what I mean? Picket fence. Two car garage. We both had good whips. Good cars. You know what I mean?
Somebody just texted me and said, that's a real man. This lady said, that's a real man right there. But something had to go wrong.
Yo, well, what went wrong, I can't tell you, Jay, besides, like, you know what I mean, like, on her end or whatever, what went wrong was that I can't even say, you know what I mean, besides, because there's a lot of stuff I'm not going to put out there on the radio.
Right.
Or on your
your
cash, you know what I mean? I'm not going to put everything else out there, my whole personal thing. But, yeah, man, I'm like, man, I just hit, like, that's how I was born and bred, you know what I mean? I'm a McCutcheon. I'm going to put my last name out there. I'm a McCutcheon, you know what I mean? And my grandfather was a reverend, you know what I mean? Canaan Baptist Church pastor in New Jersey, you know what I mean? And I learned a lot from my grandmother, you know what I mean? Because even times me and my own mother didn't get along, my grandmother would be like, well, she ain't acting right or whatever. You could come over here and stay. So my grandmother, my grandparents, they was my shelter when me and my moms used to bump heads. You know what I'm saying? You understand?
See,
now we're getting deep.
Now we're getting deep into the Go ahead. I'm a guru.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm the oldest, so you know what I mean? When it got down to that, you know what I mean? It's like my grandmother was like, yo, well, she ain't acting right. You come always come over here and stay. And mind you, we owned a house on North 4th Street, and we owned a house on North 3rd Street. But the back of the houses was like a connection, like North 3rd and North 4th. We split the block. You know what I mean? I could go in on my house on North 3rd, take a shortcut, and be meeting you somewhere on North 4th real quick and vice versa. You know what I mean? So it wasn't like we was poor or nothing like that. It was just like, you know what I mean? God always found a way to make things happen, and that's how we lived. You know what I mean? And I tried to do everything right by not having no babies out of wedlock, whatever, like banging.
So you did
everything.
A lady just texted me and said she think that y'all just outgrew each other.
The relationship with but I was with her for 7 years before we got married. right? I'm from Patterson. She's from Newark. Let me clear that up. We met at a job. I was already engaged to somebody else. All right? She was engaged to somebody else. Neither one of them worked out. So we started talking at the job. You know what I mean? So that's how that shit popped off, son. You know what I mean? I was engaged to somebody. She was engaged to somebody. Neither one of them shits worked out. And then we started talking, blah, 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 and we hooked up. So I was with her for 7 years. You know what I mean? 7 years. You know what I mean? I'm back and forth, passing Newark. She back and forth from Newark, passing, whatever. And we was out. We was doing our thing. Don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Yeah, sometimes, you know what I mean? You get tired of that. You need a little bit of space or whatever. But at the end of the day, I loved her. You know what I mean?
That L word.
And I put that out there. Yeah. I did. I loved her. I thought I was doing everything I had to do to be a man, to be her. And she proposed to me. You know what I mean?
Mm.
On my birthday. I thought it was a birthday party. You know what I mean? For me. She proposed to me. You know what I mean? And I fucked around and said yes. Because I thought, like, okay, are you ready? All right, it's a lot, man. It's a lot. So I ain't saying
was
that
she
I'm
older
God.
Than, was she older than you? Was she older than you?
Nah. She was about maybe 2 years younger. Yeah.
Yo,
my daughter's
15
right
now. I got to ask you this. Was she black?
Yes, sir.
Light skin or dark skin?
Brown skin, dark skin. Not a red bone. She wasn't that. She's from like a brown skin family.
Tall or short?
Brown skin. She's medium, big ass, big titties. You know what I mean? She got a nice shape. You know what I mean? She's not bad. You know what I mean? She's not bad.
Big ass, big titties. Living north.
Yeah, she used to. Back in the days.
I think I know her, man.
Yeah, right. How many years we going back, son? I think I know your chick, nigga. Pardon me. Yeah.
I'm just playing.
I know. I'm laughing.
You know why I could pull you on this show and talk to you like this though?
What's
because
up?
I know you. I know you a real one. And
yes,
real recognize real.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't just pull anybody on my show like that and just talk to them. But I do gotta tell you one thing. You ready?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
We got your ex-wife on the line. Yeah.
Let it go. Let it rip. I'm ready, son. You gonna get me some? You gonna get my motherfucking Don Julio and motherfucking? I'm ready, son. Yeah.
No, I'm playing. Hey, yo.
I'm good.
Hey, yo, you was. You wasn't scared at all.
Not at all. No reason to
Now,
be.
You didn't say nothing bad
why?
Anyway. You said good shit about it. You said you
yeah,
loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I ain't, yo,
no,
you know what I mean? Let a lot of people know this, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know what I mean, you only got, like, the next day. So it's regardless of what you did that day, it reflects on, like, God forbid you wake up, God, you willing, you wake up the next day and try to do it again, over and over and over and over again. But, you know what I mean? You get tired of that and you want to do something different. If a person is in a relationship and they're not happy with that relationship, you know what I mean, and the love seems like it's being lost, try to find something to, like, bring it back together. Look, wear some stockings and shit. Show your feet. Get your toenails painted or something like that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Niggas like, you know what I mean? Niggas like, you know what I mean? Eat that pussy good. Like, you know what I mean? Be that motherfucking Mr. Nasty, nigga.
You let the true colors come out now. Talk that shit.
It's real. It's always been
real
like that. It's always been real.
No, this is keeping it real. This is keeping
it
real.
It's always been real. It's always been real. You know what I mean? Bring that Mr. Nasty out and shit and eat that pussy and shit. You know what I mean? Do that. Do what you got to do. You know what I mean? A lot of chicks, you know what I mean, these days, you know what I mean? They in the corporate world. They making their money. You know what I mean? They doing their thing. They look down on niggas that's, you know what I mean, that's real. But I can't even blame them for that because I see a lot of niggas out here that should be doing better than what they doing. But I'm not the judge. I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm worried about, I'm doing me. You know what I mean? I got things to do for me. You know what I mean? That I got to do.
You was sounding all nice, man. You gonna turn Dr. Checo and Mr. Hyde on me.
Oh man, listen. It's how you want it, bro. It is what it is. Like, what's your questioning? What else you need to know?
A lot of ladies was getting ready to hit me up and ask me about you, man. Now you're scaring them.
I ain't scaring
them.
Somebody
texting me saying they like the way you talk to one person. That's what's up. But look, I'm not gonna kill you. But listen, stay with me. Stay with me, Fred, all right?
Yeah, I'm with you, bro. All right.
Yeah, no doubt. Stay with me. Let's see who else on the line. 0672, you live.
What's going on, Jay Sean? This is Gigi Young.
Oh, what's good, Gigi?
Life is good.
We got a single man on the line, truck driver, $5,000 a week, work all the time, never home, eat pussy, believe in
God.
You can't get it no better than that. Eat pussy and go to church on Sunday. Come on now.
What?
Yeah, you heard him.
Say your talk, baby.
What?
That's right.
What
you're supposed to do. Keep it interesting.
Exactly.
That's right. When you get tired of it, tell her go get one of them wigs. Let her be whatever she wants you to be, and you can be whatever she wants you to be.
Hey, Fred, that's
Gigi. I'm kind of touch a little bit on your, you know, I thank you and commend you for giving your ex-wife her props. And being a man about, you know, what you said, whether it was bittersweet, you know, you put just enough out there to let us know that you're a real man and you love her, although that your marriage didn't work, that you don't see any, you know, you didn't bash her.
Nah, I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to bash her, you know what I mean? That's the mother of my daughter regardless, you know what I mean?
I was with her for almost
30 years.
You know, and I was the one that said sometimes we just outgrow people, outgrow our spouses for whatever reason.
Yeah, but hey,
you know,
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. You have no idea at all what I went through from 92 to now. You know
what
I mean?
But I'm going to say, you know, I don't know, but I can say this. Because you're speaking about it now, you made it through. So whatever it was that you had to go through, you had to go through that to get you to where you are today.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And I'm going further.
You
know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know what I mean? I'm one of them brothers that, you know what I mean, I work my ass off. You know what I mean? I was a cable guy in New York for 15 years. You know what I mean? I took a break. I blew $100,000 for a year just to, like, take me a break. And then I got into truck driving. I went to Indiana to go to truck driving school, and I've been driving for the last 7 years. You know
what
I mean?
Well, I commend you.
So,
that shows you that there's still some real men out here in the world.
Okay.
You know, there's
and
not
I was
afraid
the weed.
Your
I
man.
Used to sell it
there's
back in the day. I used
to
sell
what
it.
A man does. without feeling like that somebody's out to get them or somebody's out to get a bag or somebody's
nah.
out.
Well,
I hear what you're saying.
Next time you're going through North Carolina, you stop and see GD. I'm in
North Carolina. I'm not too far from you, about 5 hours.
Nah, but I come through there a lot in my truck up 85, 77, 485.
I'm up 85 from Greensboro.
Yeah, I come up there. I come up through that way going towards Charlotte. Yeah.
77. Okay, I'm after Charlotte.
Yeah, well,
we gonna make it happen. Hey, Fred.
Yes, sir.
She nice.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yo, I'm chilling. I'm sipping on Jose Cuervo. Will not be having that Don Julio at the bar.
Oh, see, man, I'm sipping on a little bit of Don over here.
Oh, yeah, the Don, that shit went up to like $50. That shit, I used to play like at least $40 a bottle. That shit went up to like
$50. It's all right, because
you drinking
what, like.
Don Julio.
I got a problem with it.
Don Julio.
Don what?
Don Julio. That's the
tequila.
Don Julio.
That's the tequila.
Don Julio?
That's the shit. It comes in like a bubble bottle. That's the shit. I started getting like one of them, a pint of that shit. I'm like, nah, that ain't gonna work. And I looked at, they're like, man, $50. That shit went up. It went up from $40, $44 to $50. Damn, I'm like, man, listen.
Okay, can I ask you a question? The liquor went up, but do you pay, how much you pay for your sneakers? Do you complain about when they go up or you go to the store and buy them?
Let me tell you about my sneakers. I got some suede blue Pumas. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Blue strings. Them shit's been in the box for about 5 years. I got some Jordans. I never had no Jordans. I bought Jordans about 4 or 5 years ago. Them shit's still in the box. I got some Wallabies that I can't find nothing to match them shits with, but them shits is hot, and I paid, $150 for them. I don't wear sneakers like that. You know what I mean?
No, I don't
like
need
them.
But the point I was making,
you know what I mean? I,
matter what it costs, if it's something that you like and you work every day, go get what you want,
yeah,
baby.
Well, in my truck, let me put it like this. In my truck, it's different than how I am at home. You know what I mean? I could be raggedy and dirty. I don't give a fuck in my truck because I'm getting dope. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, if I'm home and I'm going out with my lady, my chick, and I got the Stacey Adams, I got the Wallabies, I got whatever it takes, you know what I mean, to be presentable as a man, as a gentleman, you know what I mean, when I'm going out.
Fred. You know you my dude, right? So
yes, sir.
I gotta warn you. She a light skinned one. You know you gotta watch out for the light skinned ones now. She light skinned.
No.
AJ.
High yellow.
AJ.
High yellow.
AJ.
That don't
AJ.
Mean nothing,
AJ.
Baby.
AJ. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait. Give me 1 second. Jay. Do you remember at your party one time we had? Well, you had. Up by the house, by the rest. I'm like, fuck that,
uh-oh,
man. Ain't
Gigi.
No bee up in here. I said, ain't no bee up in here. I'm like, Jay,
you
like, yo, man.
Wait, hold up. What years was you at my party? What years?
This was back in. It was in the 90s. Let me see. 92. It's not in the 90s. Late 90s, early 90s. Ain't no beer in the refrigerator and shit. I would have bought 2 cases of Coronas and started selling them shit. at the basement party on the 31st.
Wait, hold up.
I might have been at the
party. Hold up, G. Don't say it.
What? She was the one that she had. She wanted to fight because I wouldn't give her no bit out the freezer. It was a chick that was mad as hell because I wouldn't give her no. Nah, you ain't getting none of that. You gotta pay me. I'll get in my stack.
No, wait a minute, I forgot. Damn, I forgot what I was getting. He said, wait a minute.
What'd you say, John?
Hey, Jay,
your basement
party should be slamming. I went way somewhere else. The last thing I said was she was light-skinned. Oh, I said she was light-skinned.
Yeah.
You said, remember at my party, what? You asked me what?
I asked you, I said, remember, I went to the store and you gave me a chance to get my hostel lawn to go get some beer. And I started selling them shits out your refrigerator, out your freezer. I ain't calling no names, but it was one chick, I don't remember. I want that one bad, but she was like, it was besides the party. I wanted to know her later on in life. But it was on and popping, and I'm like, man, I got to go. That's why I had just moved out. Hey, listen, let me tell you something.
What up?
That situation that I'm talking about with me, like, getting a divorce and all that, it was another chick that I was engaged to before that. You know what I mean? And that's what brought me on that side where I was at. Up on 33rd, 31st, over there. You know what I mean? When I'm in a relationship,
if you was engaged and getting ready to get married, then you was fucking with me at my party. For people who don't know, I was giving go-go parties with go-go dancers.
I know that. I wasn't engaged.
I'm telling my listeners what kind of parties I was giving. I was giving go-go parties.
The locked doors
a bunch
and
of
shit.
Different
locked doors.
They don't know what locked doors mean. They don't know what that means.
Yeah.
But it was a bunch of. Yeah. I was giving parties with a bunch of strippers in my house. Go-go dancers.
Locked doors. Word.
We call them locked doors because everybody get in. We lock the door and everything goes. Anything goes.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's why they call him. That's how. So I met him at the pizza store. I must have told him that he want to come to my party. Like I'm a businessman, and me and him clicked ever since.
That's how we met.
I let you sell beer at my party.
Hell yeah! Not the first one, but like the second or the third one. It was cold at night. Word is born. And yo, we went down on Park Ave by 22nd or whatever. I went and bought me like a case. I put them shits in the freezer, and I was selling them shits for like $4 piece.
Yeah, you robbing
me. I was selling them shits for $4 a piece, right? And then I got a chicken one in the room off of that money. Yup. Got a nice chick too. What is going on? Nigga in there was like two chicks on the doing this thing. I'm like, shit. You like somebody's birthday, whoever like birthday can call out culture wisdom something. And I'm like, yeah, I let dude get there because I knew it. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, yeah, man, I was cool, man. I'm always good people. Hey, yo, where is Shorty at?
I'm still here.
She on the line.
Oh, she's.
I'm still here.
All right, Jay, what's up, man? Like, next, let's go on, man. Because I'm reminiscing.
Fred,
yes, sir.
I got you.
Yes, sir.
I got you. I was about to hook you up with my sister, but I think I'm going to hook you up with Gigi.
What? Who are you? I met your sister. You got to send me some pictures, son. Yeah, you got to send me some flicks, bro. Y'all gotta send me some flicks, something, man. Word is born.
See, everything happened for a reason. Everything happened for a reason.
Right. I like pretty feet and all that too. You know what I mean?
Pretty
stockings
feet.
And
pretty
some
feet.
Lingerie. Yes, indeed.
Gotta
yeah,
have
I'm picky.
Feet.
I'm picky.
You got pretty feet, GG?
Oh, yeah.
Of course I do.
This ain't crusty like
oh, I don't do
like
crusty,
Italian bread, huh?
No, we don't do none of that. No, no, no.
No.
How about your feet, Fred?
Oh, I just clipped my toenails. I just gave me a mani pedi just now, like a couple of hours ago. So I ain't no point. I clipped my fingernail and my toenail. I'm
I was
good.
Looking, how's your fingernail? Because you
what?
Sound like you well groomed.
Yes, I am. I'm bald. I'm a little goatee. You know what I mean? You can peep me anytime you want. It's just like, you know what I mean? How I speak and how I talk is two different things. You know what I mean? I can speak very well when you want me to, but how I talk, that's just me. You know
only
I mean?
Thing I will want you to do is be you, because I'm a damn sure be me.
Well, that's it. I hear it in your voice already. I hear it in your voice. That's all I do.
Because if you're not, I can't be nobody but me, because I'm going to mess around and show up.
Shit.
So I'm going to be me from the door.
Don't be the only one. I'm trying. No, I ain't going to get into that. That's the next Jay Sean show.
No, you done stole the show, Fred.
Single black male. Yeah, I don't take no
show.
Mess, man. I don't play. You know what I mean? Niggas used to play me short back in the day, like, especially in high school, like the crack and all that shit. But when I started working in high school and I was in Willowbrook Mall, working in Macy's, so, you know, and I did security then. Man, I had all the latest gear, all the Mickey Mouse, Coca-Cola, Guess, and I had everything I wanted rocking, you know what I mean, throughout high school. And those was my standards, and I still stay on that, you know what I mean? Now, I don't mind rocking no Walmart or nothing like that if I'm working in it, but when I'm going out, you ain't going to catch me in no lugs when I could be having my Tims.
Yo, you selling it, bro. You selling it, man. You doing your thing. You keep going. You selling your thing. Gigi, you buying? Because
huh?
He's selling. You buying? Because he's selling.
Man, listen.
Yeah,
I was
you
saying,
don't sound like
bad.
You on
I
the clearance
graduate.
Rack. That works for me. I ain't trying to go clearance rack.
Nah, me neither. If it's for work, for me being outside, I do that. But it all depends, you know what I mean? I need that chemistry be popping. Ain't nothing popping. Ain't nothing happening.
Yo,
the only way I'm gonna
hook you up with GG, word is bond.
How you
only
gonna
way
do
I'm
that,
hook you up, yo, I'm gonna hook. Yo, I'm the man. You know I'm the man. I always been the man. But I'm gonna hook you up. I got the pep. But look, hold up.
I'm in.
This is good. This is good. This is
you
good.
You funny.
It really is. But look,
and, hey, yo,
I got
don't,
all.
Hey, Jay, let me tell you something, bro. Don't get it twisted, man. Don't you ever think that whoever's listening to your show don't know me, because they bugging. They like, yo, I ain't hear that voice since like 85, 87, and whatever. That nigga, oh, that's Fred. Fred talking loud.
No,
see, they
no,
see,
no.
Bugging right
no, you
now,
don't, you
son.
Don't. No, you don't know. You don't know her. This is something new.
Man,
but
listen,
look, hold up.
Don't
time
make
out,
me
time
shame,
out, time 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 out. What you said you was drinking Old English? Time out.
Nah, hell no. I was a private stop back in the day.
What you said you drinking?
Don Julio.
Oh, Don Julio. Okay. And Gigi, you said you drinking
for,
what?
Don Julio.
Nah.
Oh, y'all both drinking Don Julio? Well,
Don
get
Julio,
the fuck out of
Jose
here.
Cuervo.
No, I can't do no
Jose.
All right,
hold
Jose. I'll be a whole Transformer.
Hold
now, up. Give me some time.
Can, Hold up, we gotta take a quick break because we gotta take a break. But we also gotta come back because Miss Gigi, we said we was gonna take a moment out for breast cancer. We was gonna talk about like Miss Gigi wanted to say something about breast cancer. And, what's crazy about that is somebody, a friend of mine, just called me an hour before this show. She inboxed me on Facebook, and I said, I haven't heard from you in a while. She told me she just found out she got cervical cancer and breast cancer. That's why I haven't heard from her.
So, my friend just died from breast cancer. Prayers up.
Shit is running rampant out here. That's what I do this show for, to take all the pain away for 2 hours and, you know, let's just have a good time. So, look, everybody, Fred, stay with me, Miss Gigi. Anybody else on the line, if you wanna go live, you got to press 1. Oh, and I got to take this time out to give out, you know, if anybody want to give donations to the show.
Yeah, do your thing, man. I'm going to go take me a leak.
You ain't got to take a leak when I'm giving out my Cash App, man.
My bad.
Stay and listen for the cash. I'm looking for $5 donations. You want me to hook you up with Miss Gigi, right? Okay, then. All right, you better listen to this Cash App. Listen to this Cash App. Now, hold up. Listen to this Cash App, brother. Knowledge is to listen and know and observe. My Cash App is $.
Knowledge is to listen and observe.
Exactly. $ JASHONJ. JSean. $ JSean J is my Cash App. Because if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So I always ask for donations on my show.
Exactly. And, that's that hustle.
So look, I'm going to take a quick break.
Jay.
What's up?
Go ahead. But I don't mean to cut you off because I know you got to take that break. But, go ahead and do your thing, man. I'm going to do mine. I'll be fresh.
Yeah, now, you ain't got nothing to do. You in Atlanta, you ain't working, you in your house by yourself, just chill, man.
I got home luckily today, yup. Go ahead, do your thing, man.
But look, this might, everything happened for a reason. You on this show
for a reason.
All right,
no
everybody
doubt.
On this show for a reason. Everybody, if you want to go live, you got to press 1. If you're looking for a single black man, you gotta go live. Miss Gigi done sent me a picture to send to you, Fred. Once Fred sent me, I gotta see a $5 donation. I'll send the picture to you, Fred. But listen, everybody,
you better send them some day of $5.
Miss Gigi, I ain't gonna lie, Miss Gigi always donates to the show. I'm not gonna lie to you. Miss Gigi donates to the show. It's a lot of people who donate to the show. Like, this is work.
No doubt. And I will too, man.
I know you will if you want that picture, $ JSean J. Look, we gotta take a quick break and we gonna come back because I gotta go pee. But listen. Hold up. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to play a song. We're going to come back. We're going to take some more callers. We're going to get to the topics. We're going to do what we do, what we do, what we do. I didn't even get off my chest. I got a bunch of shit on my chest to get off. I've been a victim. I've been made a victim, for real. I've been made a victim, and I know a lot of people who've been made a victim. And fuck it, it's time for the victims to stand up.
Yes.
We not going through it no more. For real. I'm real with this shit. Time for the victims to stand up. The next hour is going to be about victims. And I'm serious. I'm telling females from now on, really, this some real shit.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? If you want to be with me, yo, fucking prove it.
Let's go.
From now on, nobody getting a free pass anymore. You want my trust? Earn it. You want my respect? Earn it. You want my love and you want my time and you want my energy, man, fucking earn it. That's it. I'm keeping it real. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. I got to hear my Cash App ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Or we're ending this show. We ain't going into the after hours. It's 10 o'clock. You know, hey, Fred, you don't know. This is your first time listening. When it gets 10 o'clock, anything goes. But if I don't get no cash, we don't go to 10 o'clock. So, look, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Yo, for real, I appreciate everybody listening. We just having fun with Miss Gigi and Fred. You know, don't take nothing I say. We just having fun.
Man,
I appreciate everybody
on
the
link, fun.
And I appreciate everybody on the phone lines. And we just having fun. And see, we got a Cash App. That's what I'm talking about. Keep it coming.
Man,
but anyway, but thank you very much for the Cash App. Thank you. We I'm dedicating this song to let me say it right in my Barry White voice. I'm dedicating this song.
I thought you were gonna play some
I'm dedicating this song to a young man in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And a young lady in North Carolina. I'm dedicating this song to you. Yo, we'll be right back. Don't nobody go nowhere. Call a friend. 80s music. This is my sister music.
Don't you leave me, baby. No, no. Don't you ever leave me, baby, no. You and I wish your love never, never die. And it feels so good to be a part of you. Yeah, baby, I feel our love more each day. And every night I say, this is heaven. I know I can feel it so in my heart. My.
I'm a living on the fly, waiting for you to come around and to show me what to do.
Much to me, yeah, baby, baby.
There must be heaven.
More than I can see. You know, girl, you know.
There must be heaven.
Don't you ever leave me alone.
There must be heaven.
No, 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 baby.
Song, I mean, that had me deep in thought, bro. It worked for me.
That's why I played it. Where we left off at?
Yo, you got my pictures? I just sent you a couple of something, you know what I mean?
Yup.
Man, you ain't sent me no $5 Cash App yet.
Oh, man, I got you on that. Let me see.
No, you know,
man,
yeah, you know how we do it.
Man, I do it more than $5.
I ain't get no pictures from you. I ain't get no pictures
you know
from
what?
I'm about to send it to your something with Jay Sean.
Inbox me. Inbox me on Facebook. Oh, no, I got it. I got it, Fred. I got it. All right, we got it. I got it. I'm just waiting for your Cash App to come through. If I can
all right. Yeah, I'm looking for a pen to write it down, son.
$5 Cash App.
A little dollar for a little thrill. Yeah, no problem.
We up here.
Huh?
Hey, you listen.
Right,
listen. This is it. We working up here. You might thank me like crazy for meeting Miss Gigi.
I don't know, man.
She got a big old butt. She got a big old butt.
Yeah. Listen, bro. I ain't trying to be on probation and all that shit no more. I'm done with
Let me tell you something. If I was on the phone line and somebody asked for donations and I was listening to Miss Gigi.
Give it to me. I know you gave it out.
Somebody said she sent the picture already. You crazy, man.
Hey, Jay, give me that one more time.
What?
Your cash.
Dollar sign J. A.
Capital.
No, it don't matter. Dollar sign J A S H O N J. I got a purple shirt on and a white hat with a purple band. If I got a purple shirt, don't send it because that's my son. We got the same name.
Yo, I'm gonna have to do something real quick.
It seems like I'm bribing you and shit.
I got you. I'm gonna send that. I'm gonna send more than $5.
No, you sound like you're trying to put me up for sale, nigga.
Oh,
it ain't
shit. You ain't know he was a pimp.
Oh, but listen, I'll be going late.
Hell no.
They sure know who to do that with because he know I'm a pimp too. The pimp can't pimp a pimp.
We know you. Hey, we don't use that word on this show, Fred.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Yo, we go old school. Yo,
hey,
this is it right
school.
Here. This, hey, yo.
Manager.
This me right
manager.
Now. I'm about to send a new flick.
I'm his manager.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to send you something. I got two things to send you.
What?
Huh? Yeah, I'm here.
Miss Gigi gonna tell you all about herself. She once y'all connect, I'm gonna connect y'all.
Hey, man, AJ, you bugging?
You say you come through North Carolina all the time.
Yeah, I do. But yo, I just sent you this is me right now. I just sent you a new flick. That's me. That's me right now. Then Reebok.
I'm getting the pictures, man. I'm trying to hear my Cash App ring.
All right, bro. Let me get to that. Cash App.
You getting to the pictures. Don't worry, Miss Gigi. Miss Gigi done sent the sexy picture. Let me stop playing around. Let me stop that. You will see.
All right, Cash Out. Man, I don't use Cash Out.
I swear, I have a good time on my show.
I'm having fun. All right,
no food, no
got I'll be telling people to tune in. Like how long I've been telling you to tune into my show, Fred? For real?
I don't know, Jay Sean. Yeah. You better cut it out because my friend Mr. Solution might get jealous.
I see you.
Mr. Solution on the show. He listening.
Hi,
Mr. Solution. Mr. Solution, you got to press 1. I'm matchmaking tonight. You the second person to ask me about him tonight, though, for real.
No, did you hear what I said?
Oh, niggas worry about me?
I heard you.
Oh, okay.
They're going to be worried about me. I'm thorough. They can get what they want.
You ain't got to worry about that, Mr. Solutions. He don't want no parts of Miss
Gigi. All smoke.
No, he don't want no. No, Mr. Solution don't want no parts of Miss Gigi. He's not ready.
It'll be all smoke. I'm talking to you,
No.
I just sent my Cash App. I'm making sure everything's good.
All right.
And then let's continue. So,
I'm going to hear it ring.
Shit, better
so listen,
ring.
You see, I had a purple shirt, right? And a white Panama hat with a purple band. Randy J. Sean Jackson. I mean, I guess that's what it said. I don't know. Long as they had a purple shirt on, that was me.
Dollar what you mean, Jay? I said the cash out too, or what?
Yeah. Dollar sign J. Sean J.
I sent it, bro. I sent you.
All right.
Let me see. Yeah, I sent you.
All right, hold up. Oh yeah, came through, my man. Now we gonna make shit happen. You want to go behind the scenes and talk to her? Yo, whatever you want to do. You want me to send the pictures first, Fred, or you want to go behind the scenes?
Oh yeah, I need the pictures first.
Hey, what y'all up here doing now?
Send her my shit.
He said a real donation through. So when people send a real donation, I do what they say.
I know that's right. Well, that means guess what?
Somebody said keep the show going. We killing too much time. We gotta keep the show going.
It's over. All jokes aside.
Hold on 1 second. Everybody should be happy to hold up because love is hard nowadays. So when people got a chance to find love, people should be happy. People should be patient. Love is in the air. Wait, hold up.
Yo, you hear this bike out here?
Nah, I don't hear nothing, man.
Oh, that wasn't no bike. That's a car. That's how they got these cars souped up down here.
I was supposed to move to Atlanta in 2020, but I'll be there. I'll be there in 2025. That's a fact. Okay.
Say that again.
Wait a minute.
I'm doing things too. I'm rearranging my bank account too right about now.
All right. Hold up now.
I need a beat.
Check your Fred, check your inbox.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right. Don't sound like
you sent
that.
Your mom shit? Yeah. You sent that shit to
I'm going to send her your picture now. I just sent you her picture.
That's me right now, live, son.
All right, hold up.
That's me live right now.
Hold up. I'm going to send you Fred's picture right now. Hold up. 1 second. I'm going to send the one with the Reebok shirt on, Fred.
Yes, sir. That's the last. That's tonight. That's right now.
That's right. Right now. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Hit that nigga right now. Hold on. I'm getting ready to send it to you right now. Gigi. Hold up, Gigi. This is the first time we doing a love connection right here on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast. Somebody said, what about us? If other people want to meet people up here. Hold up. It's cool.
Get in on it.
All right.
I'm available.
Send a donation. I got you. Hey, Miss Gigi, I just sent you Fred's picture. Okay.
I got it.
All right. Now y'all look at the picture. Don't say nothing else. Hold up. We got to continue with the show. What I want y'all to do now is, Ms. Gigi, you just look at the picture. And, Fred, you just look at her picture.
Okay.
And visualize.
Hold on. Let me bring that shit back up.
It's visual. Bring it back. Now, let me, But before I move on, Ms. Gigi, Is it anything, not long, anything you would want him to know about you before we go into another segment? Is there anything, just anything you want him to know about you? Like, because he's looking at your picture now. What about if he might say, like, yo, she look good, but is there anything you want him to know about you that'll overcome that but?
What you see is what you get.
Ah, mama, come on now. Damn. Sugar,
hey,
iced tea.
Hey, what are you
talking about? Hold up. Fred.
I don't take
Fred.
Personal.
Fred.
Yo, I'm here.
So
yo.
She got your picture, right?
Uh-huh.
So if it's anything, she might be looking at that picture and saying, he look all right, but what would you want to tell her about you to take over that butt?
Nah, it's like she said, it's what you see is what you get. It's all good over here. You know what I mean? Ain't no surprises.
No, I ain't got time for them.
She ain't time for what? You
no,
don't
no surprises.
Oh, I like that.
Said there's no surprises. I
said like that.
No, I don't have no time
nobody,
for them.
Nobody ain't
no
giving out
what?
No occupations or no,
she
year,
no time
yearly
for my
income.
You don't like that picture?
No, that's
nobody,
not what I said, hon.
Oh.
No,
nobody
I
ain't giving out no. Nobody ain't giving out no incomes or no. I'm with the PETA.
No. We
I'm
ain't doing all that.
Watch.
Hey, Jay, you bugging, son.
You know what, Jay Sean? Next subject.
You just get
yo,
on
hold
to
up.
The topic, nigga.
You going somewhere
yo,
else.
If anybody want to press one and go live, you got to press one.
Hey, yo, put my picture
up
and see who don't like it. Tell me what's wrong with it.
No.
We ain't putting you on the show. I sent your picture to Miss Gigi. If I put the picture up on the main screen, that's $500. No, we not doing
are
that.
Are you crazy? You want to pay me $5 million. I'm looking for $500 after that shit. You don't know what I'm doing.
No. No, hold on one second. Mr. Solution, do you feel like talking tonight? Mr. Solution? If you feel like talking tonight, press one.
They talking about head.
Uh-oh.
They want head. Something in the head.
About
they want head.
Oh. All right.
They talking.
Hold on. Yo, time out. Fred, time out.
Yes,
come
sir.
Out. Damn it, Mr. Solution.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
I'm tired of people asking for you on my show.
Oh, you must. Surely you jest.
I'm tired of people asking for you on my show, man.
Well, tell them I'm in good spirits, good health, and with a very positive attitude. What's going on?
You see, nothing. You see, I made a love connection between a friend of mine who is a truck driver who live in Atlanta, divorced 10 years, married 20 years, and Miss Gigi in North Carolina, single.
Oh, wonderful.
A widow.
No.
Yeah, wonderful.
She's a widow.
You know, God loves love, so I think that more people should be involved in facilitating that. You know, to put it in purely logical terms, I call it the ABC principle, where A and B are introduced by C. So that's a wonderful thing, because C, now they have a common connection, you know. It's much better than what we call a cold call, just randomly, which is okay, and I encourage women to do that. I've done that for a number of years. But C is a common denominator for both A and B. So I think that's a wonderful synergy when that occurs. Go ahead.
But he didn't even ask her. He didn't even ask her her waist size. Because Mr. Solution, you know how we do. We into the Asian women. 120 pounds, 4'11". Come on now, you know.
No.
Clean the house. Clean the house all day. Clean up all the day. Serve you when you get home.
Well, now surely you are jesting, and that's fine. That's fine. A little bit of humor. I'm always open to, but no, I've never said that, what you're saying. But I do think that a woman's weight, and particularly I make a differentiation with high-value men who earn or possess $100,000 or more. They want something. They want what you call ROI, return on investment. So being fit, feminine, and friendly is part of that equation, but I never pegged it at like 120. I just said a healthy weight.
No, I said that. I didn't say you said that. I said
okay,
that.
Okay, fine. Well, your sister had a show last night, believe it or not, the lovely Lisa, and they were talking about unhealthy weight. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, we was.
Oh, that's right. You were there. That's right. So go on.
We was talking about obese. We was talking about health and like doctor visits and doctor checkups and overweight. We was talking about a lot of things, you know what I mean? But yeah, we definitely was.
Well, you know what? I just tell you this because I think, and not to be controversial, and this shouldn't be controversial. This should just be basically axiomatic or self-evident. Look, women tell men what they think about men in general by their weight and their attitude. Those two things say to men what women think of them. And that's throughout the world how men and women communicate. And men tell women what they think about them in terms of they're increasing their value. See, men, unlike women, I talk about high-quality women and high-value men, and they are different. A man has to garner value. Has to make himself valuable. He has to get his ass out there, bust his ass, make money. He has to make himself valuable. Whereas women, all things being equal, have to maintain their quality, their weight, their attitude. And I hope the schools go back to teaching basic skills to live in relationships, you know, women, home economics, how to clean, how to cook, how to prepare for motherhood. And, of course, men need to know, just like I said, how to get a skill, usually outside of the home, and how to become high value.
Fred, you looking for any of that?
Yeah, I heard that. First of all, what I want to say is like, what you said is like, men need to do this, and what age should they start washing their own clothes and cooking their own meals and paying for their own transportation back and forth to work when they if they can get a job?
Well, that's a good question. With men, and men have to make a way where there's no way, okay? It's very hard. Life is hard on men. If
okay.
You look out
all
right,
right
now,
Hold on, wait a minute. Now, I'm going from team 14 years old, working at Roy Rogers on Route 4. You know what I mean? I'm 54 now. I've been working since I've been 14. I lie on working papers or whatever. So I've been working since I've been 14 years old. So now, what can you tell me now from that time frame to now, not knowing what else I've been through in life, that what men should do when women should do? Tell me. I just need to answer.
Well, I'm not. Let me try and address your question this way, because you're asking a large question. I think it has to start way before one is 14, by the way, because a young man has to have it in his mind. He's got to leave father and mother. If you look at, let me just give you a quick example. If you look at a lion pride, okay, the females stay with the pride, all things being equal. It's the males who have to go out and create their own pride. They either have to take over a pride or start one, right?
Exactly. I understand that.
Yeah, so men's mission in life is different. So what I encourage young men to do, number one, is to become competitive. What I did, I went to engineering school. I took a lot of business courses. So I wanted to be prepared. You know, there are three sectors, primary, secondary, and tertiary. The primary sector is like taking ore out of the ground. Secondary is manufacturing.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute.
Let me just finish the point. Let me point.
Okay, because you're taking a long time.
Like,
I don't mean to be rude, but we're talking about me right now.
Well, I can't tell you. Okay, what I would tell you to do is go and sit down with a counselor who can address your specific needs. I don't know you. I can't address your specific needs. I can only speak generally. So that would be my advice for you is to, and I'm serious about this, pay a counselor, and it should be covered in your health care, but go sit down.
You know what? What's your name?
Prime Solution. What's yours, sir?
What's your name? Because I want to know if you are actually certified to be any kind of practitioner on psychology or whatever, because what you're saying, I'm just saying, because if you want to get personal one-on-one, this is
me and you. Let me give you my certification. I'm going to give you a real-life certification, right? And I'm glad you asked that, by the way. And I'm not being contentious with you. I don't know if you are being contentious with me. But this is my certification. Listen very carefully.
You listen. I have some questions since you know all the answers.
Okay. I don't know if you've been drinking or what. Let me finish my statement.
Mm-hmm.
I have zero debt.
You have what?
Zero debt.
Debt as in owing people money?
Exactly.
What makes you think I do?
So, I don't know if you do or not. That's your issue.
Okay, and what that got to do with anything?
Okay. If you don't understand that, sir, then we have very little else to converse regarding.
If you have zero debt, all right, that means you don't owe anybody. I have zero debt, meaning I don't owe anybody.
Well, welcome to the club.
So what does that mean?
What you have just recited puts you in the top 10% of Americans. Out of 330 million people,
and you know why is that?
Okay.
You know why is that? That's because I pay cash and I don't really rely on credit cards.
Hold up. Time out. Miss Gigi, you
I'm
there?
Too deep.
I'm here.
Fellas, Mr. Solution and Fred, give me a minute. Give me 1 second.
All right. He mad as hell at me.
Because
we don't play.
Nah, we good. before 10 o'clock, because at 10 o'clock we lose the people that's online if you didn't call in. So before we
exactly.
before 10 o'clock and we lose people, we wanted to touch on Breast October and
breast
cancer.
Awareness.
So
right.
Miss Gigi,
right.
Miss Gigi wanted to talk, speak on it. Miss Gigi,
right.
you got
okay.
the floor.
Okay, for all our women as well as our men, we know that this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So if you know someone that has not went and got their mammogram or got their screening, please take a friend, take a friend, take a friend. Men, you guys are not exempt to breast cancer. About 1% of men have breast cancer. Okay, so you're not excluded. So get your screenings as well. We are in a time now where there's so many different types of breast cancer that the doctors can't even keep up with them. So early detection is the best. If you do self-exams, men, your girlfriends, if you feel something abnormal in their breast, bring it to their attention. Don't be afraid to. Women, you know, do your self-examinations. Go for your mammograms. Early detection is the best detection. Breast cancer is real. 4 out of 8 women have breast cancer. It's very common. They can't keep up with it, that it's so rapid. So it's very important that we take care of one another. If you know someone and they don't have a way to get there, offer to take them. If you know someone and they don't know where to go, give them directions. Not just with breast cancer. Cancer, period, is running rapid in our world. And a lot of it is our foods we eating, the soil, you know, a lot of the things we eat. So we have to learn to also change our diets and take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, it's not going to take care of you. We live in a world now where things are just crazy. Everybody don't have health care, but there are clinics that give free screenings. You can Google them in your county and find out where you can go get the free screenings. I'm going to touch a little bit also on domestic violence. This is also domestic violence awareness. If you know someone, we all have someone that we know has been in a domestic violence. Sometimes may have been even, you know, yourself. Don't be afraid to get help. You know, there's a lot of help out there for you. There's places to go. If you're in a relationship and you're being beat on, whether it's a man or a woman, because men are abused as well as women, most men don't report it because of they're embarrassed. But their domestic violence is real. There's one every second. A woman is being beat to death. A man is being beat to death. You can do it in your own communities. Go out and talk about it. You know, let somebody know that you're there for them. You know, help them make an escape plan. It's not always easy. You know, we as women sometimes think that, you know, okay, they won't do it again. If they did it one time, yes, they'll do it again. Granted, there are some men that go and get help and with abusers and are no longer the same as with women. But if you know someone that is in a situation and you can get them out of that situation, please help them. That's all I'm going to say tonight. My family just came in from out of town. As I told you guys earlier, Jay Sean spoke on, I've had 3 deaths in my family within the last 3 weeks.
Wow.
But one thing for sure, we all got to go that way one day. 2 of them with breast cancer, and 1 we don't know. My nephew, he just dropped dead.
My condolences.
Thank you. But please, get your screenings, If you know someone that is in a domestic violence situation, direct them in the right direction. You know, as we know, that restraining order doesn't stop somebody that wants to really hurt someone. So if you could be a voice and a person to stand up with them, help them out that situation, because it's real. You know, whether it's, just, you know, some of you guys, your daughters, and they're not going to tell you. But if you see the signs, and we all know the signs, you know, they make up stories. That's why they have the black eyes. Make up stories, you know. Get them out of those situations, because it's real. We have a young lady that was killed by her estranged boyfriend and buried in his parents' backyard. Because he took a plea, he's only going to do 14 years. And he'll be up for parole. So if you know somebody that's been and did some things, show up at them hearing so they don't get back out. Not that we want to see nobody behind bars, but we don't want to see our women and our daughters and our nieces being killed. Even our nephews. I have a young man here that lost his life. His estranged wife stabbed him to death. She is now doing 60 years. But they left behind 8 kids.
Wow.
So, you know, if you know someone in a situation, help them. And in breast cancer, please get your screenings, men as well as the women. Get your blood work. Find out what's going on with your body. Know your body. Know when something's not right. Because remember, you're the one that tells the doctor what's going on. So make sure you learn your body. Thank you guys for listening. And I'm going to say good night.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Hey, good night.
Good night.
I'm going to connect you with my man, though, Fred.
Okay,
yeah, I'm
back.
Here.
All right.
I'm going to connect you with my man. You good people. That she good people. And Fred is
people. Yeah, no doubt.
That was deep. It's a lot of people suffering.
Hey,
right
now. I ain't mean to get into that doctors like that, bro, but you know what I mean? I'm 54 years old, man. Nobody gonna try to talk to me and like this is what it is. Man, I've been to school. You know what I mean? You show me facts. You don't even come up on here talking, well, this is your show, son. That's just me. And I don't mean to take over, try to take over at all. I'm gonna be me. I want answers if I got questions.
Nah, you good. My man's still on here. It's nothing wrong with agreeing to disagree.
Yeah, but
that's
people
don't ask questions
like that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Huh? I'm the one, and it's no disrespect to him, you know what I mean? But it's like people, they don't want to ask questions, or they feel like if they ask a certain question, that's going to make them feel a certain way. You know what I mean? There ain't no way to live, son. They ain't nowhere to live. You know what I mean? You got to take care of yourself. Be prepared mentally, physically, you know what I mean, and spiritually.
Yeah. You right. You definitely right. You still here, Mr. Solution?
Yes, I am.
A lot of people got a lot of different views and points on women and relationships, but really, to tell the truth, there's nobody right and there's nobody wrong. Everybody got their own. They got their own preference. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody just told me this. One second. Oh, Oh no, that's my man, my brother Miles. Everybody know Miles in the hospital. You know what I mean? Like we wishing for him to get a speedy recovery. He wanted me to give a message to Miss Gigi, but she already left. I'll let her know, Miles. I'll let her know. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where can we go. If anybody want to go live, you got a comment you want to make or anything, you got to press 1. Okay, touch on anything we talked about tonight. You know, we just always have a good time. If not, we gonna have a oh, 1 second. We got somebody pressing 1. If anybody want to go live, you got to press 1. Oh damn, we got a bunch of people pressing 1. Okay, listen, we gonna go 1 at a time. So please, everybody, bear with me. We got everybody. We're gonna take 1 call at a time. One second. 5166, you live.
Oh, thank you. Hey, Jay Sean, how are you?
How you doing?
This Eunice.
Uni. What's up, Uni?
What's good? Happy belated, you know. I know I'm like a month late,
Nah, that's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. I wanted to, you're the guy, what is it, Mr. Solution or Dr. Solution?
Mr. Solution, he on the line.
Okay, and like, where the hell was he headed in his little tirade he was going on? Not a tirade, but his opinion he was expressing. Like, I think everything nowadays is a two-way street. So just like the men have to prepare themselves and learn how to do this and do that, the females do too, because everybody's not married. Everybody doesn't have a companion. But everybody is out here doing their own thing and handling their business one way or another. He sound like he came back from the Stone Age. It's like keep them barefoot and pregnant. You know what I mean? Home economics, learn how to cook, clean. And granted, a lot of these young girls don't know how to do that. And that's a shame, I think, in itself. But where the hell he come from with all that? I want to know where he was going with it before the brother cut him off.
Mr. Solution, you want to respond?
Well, I'm not sure what she is concerned about. She seems to agree, and then she disagrees. So maybe you can clarify where she is.
I want to know where you were headed exactly, because you were putting, like, the main focus on men having to do this. And speaking upon the women, it was like teach them home ec, teach them how to cook, clean, you know what I'm saying, raise a family. That shit came, it hit me like they used to say back in the old days, keep them barefoot and pregnant and in the house.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I think what's happening is, unfortunately, you're misconstruing what is aimed at here. If you look at a home or anything, there has to be structure. There has to be organization. What are their roles going to be? Now, there can be some overlap, but it has to be specified. And most women, when you speak to most women, and I do speak to a lot of women, when you ask them what kind of man they want, and then you provide specificity, such as, where do you want to live? How many bedrooms of a home do you want to live in? How many children do you want to have? The Department of Agriculture estimates that it costs $250,000 to raise a child from 0 to 18 in a middle-class lifestyle. And you ask the woman, well, how many vacations do you want to go on per annum? Do you want to travel nationally or internationally? You know, what kind of school you want the kids to attend to? These are questions that have to be asked because this is the reality that's actually lived. And when you add everything up, when one adds everything up, that's quite in excess of $100,000 a year. And roughly less than 10% of men earn that kind of money. So women really want high-earning men, i.e. high-value men. And
well,
high-value men want something.
Yeah. I want to know what is a high-value man. I ain't hang up. I want to know what is a high-value man.
Okay, I just explained. It's a man.
No, you just explained, but you ain't live it, nigga. Excuse me, my language.
Okay, look, sir, my conversation with you has concluded. You are a fool. I don't want to talk
all
to
right.
you.
All right. What?
All right. I don't want to speak to you. You cannot
converse in an intelligent fashion.
You're
going by papers. You are not in no
okay,
hood.
You are behaving like a savage.
You're not in
a neighborhood. I do not engage with savages.
I don't care. I don't care. You're a fool. You're a punk. What is born? You're a punk. You're a fraud. You're going by. You ain't telling nobody nothing about a life right now in the hood or where they live at. Go ahead with that. Call me what you want, punk. I'm going to make my $100,000.
You know, people like you, there's a place for
you. Like
you
what? Like what? A hard-working man?
It's called in a cell.
Man.
You don't act
that
like
don't
a
have
hard-working,
a
intelligent
that
man. Why do you want to fight?
Ahead.
I don't want to fight you.
Well, you
know
you. Speak, then.
I don't
want to.
I don't want even
well,
want to argue
speak.
With you.
And well,
what are
you
arguing
you,
about
no,
anyway?
Listen. It's not argument, but your facts and what you got going on as far as you getting your data is not correct as far
well,
as
well, what's
how
incorrect.
Right
cite
now.
The data and then tell me what I'm incorrect
it's not,
about.
Well, you come into the hood. Come on Grand Ave in Paterson, New Jersey, or Broadway, New Jersey. You won't come to Paterson, New Jersey, anywhere up and down Main Street from downtown to 33rd Park at Eastside Park, back and forth from 3rd Ave all the way over to 21st Ave. Where you at?
And what's the reason that say I or anyone else would not venture there?
So
well,
where
why
are
not?
You getting your data from? Where are you getting your data from?
Hold up.
Okay, your data
Give me one second, y'all. Hold that thought. 9513, you live.
Your data is not matching up to how people are living in these days. It don't match up.
9513. Hold up,
yes,
Fred.
Sir. Good evening, everybody.
Hello?
How are we today?
I ain't no punk
Hi.
Here. I work hard for mine. I
hey,
got pay taxes
doing?
And all that shit, too.
I'm good.
Yeah.
How's everybody?
Hey,
oh,
Roger.
Hey,
what's
up?
How are you?
I am great, everyone. I miss you all, really. So I came in a little late, and I don't know what the topic is, but it sounds like it's about life. And in the area of life, we have many variables. There's not one shoe that's going to fit all feet. And we have to assess who we are and where we want to go. A lot of talk of late on these podcasts have been about religion and faith and hope. We all come from a different place, so we all may want something different. Everybody doesn't want and or need the same thing. So when couples are coming together, assessing their needs, the two people should assess their needs, assess their strengths, assess their weaknesses, and plan their goals. Everybody doesn't have the same goal. We don't all come from the same place, and wherever we're coming from, we didn't choose it. I think that's the one thing a lot of people forget. We don't choose our parents. We don't choose the neighborhoods we grew up in, good, bad, or indifferent. We don't choose any of those things. And depending on how much we're exposed to, we may not know any difference. Good, bad, or indifferent. Low class, middle class, upper, lower class, whatever it is, we know what we know. But when we're presented with other things, that's why I always feel it's important to expose children, once you have been exposed, to expose children so that they have choices based on their exposure. Otherwise, their choices are going to be very limited.
Right.
But
right.
Everybody is not headed to the same heaven. I personally believe heaven is on earth. But wherever that is for anyone, it all depends on who you are and what you need. Because we come here with a lot. We come with a lot. And like I say, a lot of these shows have been based on religion and faith and spirituality. But unless you know who you are, you have no idea where you're going. And that's really the first step. And then finding that mate. Finding a mate, if a mate is what you need. Not everybody needs a mate. And not everybody needs a mate for the same reason, because, again, we're all made up differently. There is not one shoe that will fit every foot. But I'm glad to hear you guys, ladies, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and
the only thing I want to say, Jay, is like people turn their whatever they got going on in their background down so we can hear the people when they on the phone and they speaking. I get it's a lot of feedback.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Again, as I was trying to.
Hold on one second, everybody. One second, Mr. Solution. 8555, you had a comment?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Mrs. Vangenet pretty much, like, summed it up, you know. And it's basically, you know, the interaction between Solution and Fred was, to me, basically like a misunderstanding. You know what I mean? And we tend to do that with each other because we are different. And the way we perceive things are different. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, the things that Solution was saying weren't exact. Like you said, it wasn't wrong or right. It wasn't wrong. It's something that's needed to be done, but he's like a statistic guy, and he puts statistics out. And a lot of times, like I said to him, you know, sometimes that rub people the wrong way because most people ain't statistics. Most people, especially from certain areas, like Elonjane said, they looking at things black and white in some gray areas. You know, should we, when we meet, when a young man and young woman meet, should they discuss having children? Should they discuss finances? Of course. Of course they should. You know, they should discuss those things because that would save a lot of hardship later on where, you know, Ms. Elonjane said that you can't choose where you at. You know, if your parents got you in what we call the urban section, the hood, things of that nature, now, your surroundings normally are limited because you're not going to the best schools. You're not exposed to, you know, best information. So a lot of times you suffer. But some of us, based on who we are and what we desire, we'd be able to supersede that. We'd be able to come out of that because we see things in a manner.
We see more for ourselves.
Absolutely. Now, the other thing that, you know, we have a tendency to do that, like, Solution got offended when you called them nigger, you know what I mean? That offended him, you know, and it's, you know, and rightfully so, because it's a misnomer. It's something that we have taken and made it a term of endearment when it really, truly was used to steal our identity, along with other names that we use, like in American Black and things of that nature. It was used to steal our identity and put us in situations where we're not able to be who we're supposed to be as our nationality. You know, many of us, we like, who are you? You know, we'll say our name and we'll say, you know, where you from? I'm from the Fourth Ward, but what is the what
it doesn't
is the name
matter to
of,
the government.
Yeah, yeah, but the reality is we have the ability, and we once had our own government.
Can I chime in? All right. This Fred from passing again. One thing that I want to say is, like, I have no problem with the discussions that's going on tonight. You know what I mean? I consider myself as being intelligent, but the one thing that I want y'all to know that nobody might not know is that the AI, the artificial intelligence, when they, you know what I mean, you gotta be, and you can't escape that. You can't escape that. All right. For one thing, thinking on Facebook, trying to get your dental records and all that, taking pictures and all that, that's to get your face. No matter what you got on, a mask or nothing, they know who you are. So if you're doing crimes out there, if you're listening, you're going to get caught sooner or later, no matter what. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's so much to try to conceal it's so much to secure your identity and be safe with it, because it's out there no matter what you do. Excuse me again. It's out there. And just be careful of the companies that's out there that's looking in and trying to solicit any kind of information they can get from you, because they got a face, they can put your name to a different number, social security number, whatever, and then you're ass out at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So that's just me being woke and letting everybody else stay woke to let you know that you can't be putting your face up on there looking for no teeth. You know what I mean? Watch that. That's just looking for a better picture of you in case you get into any kind of trouble or anything out there, and they're looking for you. They know exactly where you are. That's a heads up. FYI, they're looking at you, and they on Facebook. Don't be clicking on nothing for nothing for people to take your picture of you, regardless of, they already probably taking pictures of you already anyway. You know what I mean? And what I want to say, that's it. Just be aware of what's going on, not only in your surroundings, but be aware of what's going on with yourself. You know what I mean? Females out here, you got dudes out here, everybody want to be gangster, everybody want to be hookers and shit like that. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean, who going to pay the rent? You can't live like that. You know what I mean? I'm 54 years old, and I've been working since I've been 14, 15, 16 years old. You know what I mean? And the shit, it don't add up. You get your good wife, get you a good girl, get you a good wife, and then you can live life. At the end of the day, everybody else want to see what everybody else doing and do what they doing. That don't make sense to me. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, when you get caught up in some shit, you know what I mean, you behind bars and court calling you, you know what I mean, ain't nobody going to be there. You're going to be hungry and starving unless you're fighting and scarring. in jail. You know what I mean? And that's it. I anybody else want to take it over, they can take it. I just saw said what I felt. You know what
absolutely.
I mean? Because I'm a real dude.
I wanted to chime in. Based on, you know, when I was saying identity, it's nothing wrong with what you were saying, you know, people stealing your identity, but take it on the other level of not just stealing your Social Security card, but stealing your birthright by telling you
your
you
face.
Somebody
they
else.
Steal your identity, they got it all, son. They got
right.
it all. If they put a face to it, there ain't nothing you can do about it. That's what I'm saying. If you look at, if you go on Facebook, all these teeth implants and dental implants, all that is like they scamming you to get a picture of you so they can know what you look like with or without teeth. You know what I mean?
Brother, that's a government scam. Brother Fred.
Yes, sir.
What is your nationality?
I'm black. I'm born past in New Jersey.
You black? Okay.
That's what I
was talking about. Like black. When you look black up, and is that when you look black up, if you did right now, if you look black up, you took your phone and you looked black up, you would see that black is an adjective. And we all know that a noun is a person, place, or a thing.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And
that's a description.
Right, absolutely. So they got us using descriptions of who we are and not even being who we are already. We don't even claim a nationality because we're claiming black.
Exactly.
African-American.
Exactly. And now I feel you on that because I'm from New Jersey, but I live in Atlanta, and that don't mean I have to eat what make me shit. You know what I mean? What they eat down here don't make me shit. You know what I mean? They drive crazy, they act crazy, asses out all the time. Niggas want to fight. You get robbed at a gas station. And being there, I'm from like in that New York, Jersey area. I don't give a fuck because I flow like how I flow. I ain't no punk. But at the end of the day, I want, you know what I mean? Because I can take care
peace.
Of myself. You know what I mean? I want the
peace.
Next person
peace.
To know to be aware of what's going on in their surroundings.
Absolutely.
Permission to
absolutely.
Speak.
Go ahead.
Unless what? She said what?
Permission to speak.
Permission.
She wanted to speak.
Nah,
go ahead.
I'm good.
I love what you both were saying, and I think it's Fred. You're speaking about the fact that you've been working for 40 years, from 14 to 54. That's 40 years.
I look great.
I'm going to recommend that everyone who's listening, please go on to Blog Talk, Keeping It Real with Jay Sean, and look at the archive financial podcast that Mr. Solution and I did. We did a mini-series on finance because the last thing we want is for our children to say they've been working for 40 years. That's a long time to be working. So if you can, hold on a minute.
Social Security that might get taken away. You know what I mean?
If you could possibly, you know, again, everyone who's listening at any point in time, go on to Keeping It Real and look at the archive show. Just listen. You don't have to watch if you can't, but just listen to the information that we shared during that financial mini-series that we did. Thanks to Jay Sean and Dre and everybody else here on the Keeping It Real podcast because we want to do better. They say when you know better, you do better. And happiness
Can I say one more thing? Just a moment. I don't mean to cut you off. Happy Friday the 13th to everybody. You know what I mean? Jason ain't coming. Get
that's
y'all.
Right.
Nobody. Everybody still safe. Happy Friday the 13th. At the end of the day, one more important thing that I want to say, then I'm done. Basically, is that with them trying to not sell menthol, what you think is going to happen when you can't go get a Newport from nowhere? You know what I mean? That's something that's got to be pushed up to the state, because a lot of black people smoke Newport. They smoke Kools or whatever with menthol. I'm a smoker. You know what I mean? If they're gonna just do mint, just do it up. You know what I mean? Let everybody suffer. You know what I mean? Don't like single out people that just smoke Newports or menthol cigarettes, Cool Lights or whatever.
One second, Fred.
So,
Fred.
Yes, sir.
Fred.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes, my man.
So back in the '70s, the Marlboro did wonderful, attractive commercial. They told us then that the menthol, the filter tip, is asbestos. So if you are going to smoke and you want to smoke, you want that sensation, get some peppermint oil. Get some peppermint oil.
Some what?
That's menthol. Get some peppermint oil, some eucalyptus.
Now, let me tell you something.
One minute. What's going to happen is the peppermint oil is going to be peeling on top of the tobacco, but you want that sensation. And maybe people should start rolling their cigarettes. I can only imagine it's less than $20 to buy tobacco, roll it, sprinkle some peppermint oil or some eucalyptus once again, and, you know, do your thing.
Wait a minute. Before you go into all of that, and I'm not being rude, I'm just like, because I want to know myself, you know what I mean? I've been smoking since I'm 13, 14, since I got into high school, you know what I mean? Lucy's, you know what I mean, was 10 cents. You go into any kind of corner store, bodega, whatever, you go get a Lucy for a dime, you know what I mean? I'm like, since then, I've been out of school almost 40 years, 87. I graduated in 87. You know what I mean? Almost 40 years. And I've been smoking, like, and then I'm a truck driver, so I'm smoking. And I'm not the only one. Cut that off for not just me, but for everybody that's been addicted
and
you know what I mean? And that's just a question.
Fred. It's called the bait, and so I'm not saying it's right or wrong what they're doing. I'm just saying if they happen to, yes, bait and switch, when they hang in front of you something that becomes attractive and that they take it away, it's the bait and switch. But what I'm saying is if they happen to do that to get that sensation, I was recommending that you can find something natural that you can get that sensation with. I'm not saying it's a right or wrong move.
No.
And not only that, but the eucalyptus and the peppermint is going to bring you good medicinal.
All right. I understand that. I'm not cutting you off.
Okay, thank you. One second. I just want to I'm kind of old, so I might forget my thoughts.
Yeah, I'm kind of old, too.
No, hold on. I remember when Loosely's were in tickles. They were in tickles.
Fred.
I remember that. But
I'm going to pee. Yes, sir.
I've only smoked one puff.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
All right.
No, I was telling Fred, you got a lot of ladies asking me to send you their picture. You want me to send it to them?
Man, where they at, son? I got the pee and shit right now. I mean, like, I ain't no idiot.
I just said a couple of females asked me to send you their picture.
Do you want me to send it?
Is it cool?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, damn, John, when this became the dating game?
Excuse me?
What?
I asked Deshaun when this became a matchmaking dating game.
Who said that?
Eunice.
It wasn't me.
Oh, Eunice, you still here?
Yes, I'm just sitting back listening.
It's a dating game right now. You single?
Oh shit! Yeah, I'll be.
Are you single?
Whew.
Let me tell y'all, boy Uni. Uni
hey, yo,
was a
what is
bad,
going hey,
Uni
yo.
Was a
at
bad
the day,
young chick.
At the end of the day, motherfuckers can't, they can't fuck with me anyway. Because I got that mad intellect, and I'm cool like that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
you know what I mean? And I don't play no games, so from the door, shit.
Oh, shit.
If I don't like what I said, I'm out. You can't do nothing. I'm making dope.
Oh, you go by look?
Shit, I'm born victorious in the nation of equality. I'm born Bivon, nigga. Well, I like looks, but I
you
like
go by, you go by
man.
Look?
Nah, I like looks. I like looks, but I like intelligence.
I don't go by looks. I go by how somebody treats.
I didn't say that
treat.
Was first thing. You asked me what
I go by how somebody
yeah,
treats.
I like look. Yeah, but you still got to talk to you. You know, you can't even speak to nobody down here. If you say hello, how you doing? Don't fucking say, and they can try to talk to me just by saying hi. Come on, man. I ain't got no time for that shit.
I got you, man. I got a bunch of...
And I know I'm good.
I got a bunch of widows on my show. Single women, divorced women. I commend you. You came out here like a man. You told your story about your marriage, your divorce. About yourself,
yeah.
Your occupation.
Hey,
so
it is what it is, bro. It is what it
you
is.
Kept it real.
I worked hard for mine, bro. And nobody can say they gave me nothing. You know what I mean? And if they did, they had it right back. It was a fair second. If I needed 100, 200. Niggas don't get me. I don't even ask for nothing like that. I do my thing, man. I pay my bills, do my thing I do. I don't, you know what I mean? I got friends and shit like that, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I ain't.
Man, you in Atlanta, man. Look, you in Atlanta in a house all by yourself, man. Like, what time is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, man,
you trying to make shit happen.
Nah. Hell, listen, I got a daughter that's got to be getting ready to be 16. And I got to do a sweet 16 coming up next year. That's gonna cost some dough. I ain't got no time for
so
that.
So now you
shit,
don't
bro.
Want now you don't want a woman?
Huh?
Now you don't want a woman?
What'd you say? What?
I mean, you don't want you talking about sweet 16 parties and shit.
Oh, for my daughter?
But I'm saying I got all these females asking me for your picture.
Send them. What's up? You know what I mean? Where they at? I'm a truck driver and shit. What the fuck? I'm gonna say no. I ain't no hermit. And I ain't being rude and shit to you. I'm just saying shit. It is what it is. We're keeping it real, right? You already know. Ain't no joke. It's just like right now. Luckily, I'm home off the road right now. Got me a nice cold Heineken looking for my, Dang, I opened up another pack. Give me a Newport. And I'm going to sit back on my deck and watch the rain fall. I'm chilling.
I hear that.
And I like the interaction and the conversations that's coming through on your line, because that's kind of like waking me up, letting me know that, you know what I mean, I'm more than just a paycheck to a lot of people. Yeah, you know what I mean? I work hard.
Yo, love.
You
believe in love? You believe in love?
Yeah, it's for somebody out there, and I've done it, you know what I mean? And I've been hurt when I was like 7 years old. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's out there. You can feel it when you young, but when you feel it when you old, like in our ages, you know what I mean? 30s, 40s, 50s, and shit. You can't even get in 60s, shit. They could be like trying to like put their whole farm in You know what I mean? On the line for a chick that they just met. Come on. I work hard for mine. I ain't got no sons. I ain't got nobody with my last name but my daughter right now. I ain't letting that go. I got more work to do before I get put 6 feet. That you know what I mean? And that, I'm talking about me. It ain't to my family, no cousins, brothers, nothing like that. I work hard for mine, man. And I ain't letting nobody take that away from me. Again. Even though I'm paying $800 a month in child support, when a lot of niggas out here with 50 kids ain't paying shit. You know what I mean? I don't sweat that. Cause I know who I am. I'm quality and I can do that. I will do it. Point blank. Alright, so I'm good. I'm back in my spot. Then when it re-up, I got my nice cold Heineken, fresh pack of Newports. And I'm good. Waiting for the next thing. Damn, y'all just heard me pee and everything. Nobody said nothing. Damn, anything, I'm gonna play my music. I didn't walk around the house and shit. Anything, Pete, I'm back out where I started. Damn, at least I could have had me some music playing.
Next time.
Man, ain't nobody following me like that. Hey, Jay, what is going on? And I got my headset, my truck driver headset shit on, so I ain't got to really carry my phone. The Bluetooth popping.
I can hear you good.
Yeah, I could have had it. Man, let me go YouTube and get my speaker out here. It really be popping. For real. I just throw my shit up. What is going on? I want some brand new beer right now.
Oh, that's the shit.
Yeah, I hear that. I just want to say, for those on the line, you know, check out Peep Game TV. That's P-E-E-P Game, G-A-M-E TV. Check that out on the YouTube, you know, scroll down and check out some of the footage out on there. You know, that's my new show, Peep Game TV. We'll put you up on some game. And, you know.
What are you out of? I like representing New York and Jersey. That's where I'm at.
I'm from
Patterson. You know what I mean? That's where I'm from.
I'm from Patterson, too.
Oh, what? Where?
17th Ave, Shaw Dick.
Oh, all right. 17th and what, 26th?
Yeah, between 29th and 28th.
Where are you right staying at,
right,
Fred?
On 17th Ave, between 27th and 28th.
All right, so you know my man Bourne that passed away a few years ago on his bike.
I used to get with Sharon, his sister,
back in the days.
I used to get at the Askews, Maurice.
That's my man right there. Word is born. I used to get with his sister back in the day, Sharon back. Word up.
Okay.
17th and 26.
Yeah,
26 on the corner. Yup. Big ass house on the corner, yup. I used to have my pops Riviera. I was about 16, 17, got my license and shit, word up. That was my dude, man. We had a couple of jobs. We used to work together for a lot of times, and he told me some shit. That's my dude, man, especially when they moved up, like, around the corner from me up off of North 7th.
Right.
Sharon and them off of North 7th and shit, yeah. Yup. That's my peoples, man. I'm good. So if you're from around that area, you probably know me and shit. You see my face.
The voice don't ring a bell.
Yeah.
You probably, I'm pretty sure you go to Peep Game TV, and look at some of the footage. You probably seen me too. I would imagine you seen me too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No doubt, man. I'm cool with you. Peace, IK.
Peace.
Let me see if anybody else want to go live, you have to press 1. At this time, you want to make a comment?
Topic, something.
You want to make a statement, anything, you have to go live. I want to, I definitely got to give a big thanks to my man Fred, Shadi, Mr. Solution, Gigi, Evajane, everybody who calls in. We not shutting down yet. I'm just giving the thanks now.
Oh, but at the end of the day, what is born? I'm sorry, Jay, my bad. I don't want to be, because it's my first time, I don't want to be cutting nobody off short, what they speaking on or what they saying. I can speak more than how I talk, and it's vice versa. It depends on how you rub me, you know what I mean, the wrong way, then I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk. Like, but if I speak to you, I can be intelligent with that and break it down. Without all that other stuff.
You good.
Yeah. I maintain my nigga, see? I could have said my brother.
Good.
Nah, my nigga, listen, to keep it real.
When you first came up, you was like, I'm just going to say hello and I'm going to fall back. And then I asked you a question, and we've been going ever since then.
Oh, yeah, well, you shit. It is what it is, bro.
It's good.
Yeah, I'm doing the best I can, bro. You know what I mean? What God gave me. Yeah, every spade's hand ain't a killer. But you know what I mean? It is what it is. You win some, lose some. But at the end of the day, you don't give up because you lose some. You keep winning. You keep getting it back. And maintaining. If you maintain it, then you good.
You didn't like that last picture I sent you, Fred?
Let me check, bro. I ain't nothing coming through.
I sent you.
Well, I ain't have my phone with me, so I'm walking on my headset.
Man, you texted me back and said something.
Oh, that first one? Nah.
No, the second picture.
Let's see. Where you at? You sent me
two pictures.
Okay, let me see something. Oh, neither one. Well, let me see. After the picture I sent you?
You only got two pictures from me.
Well, nah. They look like they all right. They ain't all that stuff to me. And I don't mean to be disrespectful. I do better.
Okay.
Yep. I'm picky. I do better. I've done better. I got better.
All right.
Nipsey Russell does the hustle. It cock diesel flex your muscles. Ain't no bones in ice cream. How'd it go back? Nice and smooth.
I got
You know what? You still alive, Jay?
Yeah.
I want to shout out one of my ex-girls from Kennedy High School I graduated 87. Where he's born. Shout out to Kennedy alum. Kim Thomas, she married somebody in Cincinnati, Ohio. Shout out, baby girl, if you listening. And that's it. Because she be listening to your show from what I heard. Damn, Jay.
What?
It's cricket, son. Nobody calling in. Nobody won't say nothing. Nobody don't like me. They don't like my voice.
Wait a minute. Wait
like
a minute. Wait. I think something going wrong. 1 second.
But it's starting to rain down.
Because people telling me they pressing one, but I'm not getting it. 1 second. Let me try to refresh it.
So I just got me a fresh cocktail, another beer, and I'm ready to go like whatever. I ain't got my music on. I'm dead ass. I'll start humming the beats.
Trying to see if anybody else here gonna want to press one. Let me see. Anybody else on the line want to press one? Want to go live, give a shout out, make a comment before we shut this engine down?
Oh, yeah, I thought I was holding up everything, man. I ain't meaning like you take up the whole show.
No, Fred, let me tell you, you was the man tonight, Fred, for real.
Yeah. And on the real, bro, it's a whole lot more. When I told you I wanted to write a book, I meant that shit.
I'm going to be hitting you tomorrow with all these females that's trying to hit you up.
Yeah, right. They like how I talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah. I ain't sending all this shit tonight.
Put that picture up there. Like, yo, listen, that Reebok, that's it. I got more. Yeah, that's tonight. Happy Friday 13th, everybody.
Thank you for that again, Fred. Thank you. That was the other thought. Yeah. I thought I was a little bit too old to lose a thought. But so do you know the significance of Friday the 13th, anybody?
I'm born on Friday the 13th.
Congratulations.
So I know.
Friday the 13th was the day that the Zulu Nation decided to fight back, and they won that fight. So yep. It being a bad luck day has nothing to do with us. It has to do with them. No, it has to do with them. It was the day that they got their butts whipped. Or they had a good fight anyway. But it was Friday the 13th that the Zulu Nation said, you know what, enough of this, let's go.
You said the Zulu? So where you came from? You sound good. Where you at? Why you up? Oh, it's Friday night. I don't know. I usually not home on Friday, so I'll be trying to get home
that
on
was
Friday
so
night. Where you live at?
And then answered. No, that was funny. You asked the question and then you answered yourself. That was pretty good.
I want to know. I wonder where you live at. Where you at? Where you
far,
from?
Far away from you. I live very far.
Where is that? Where? High up on the mountain?
Very, very far.
Really? Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
That's my woman. Be careful, Fred.
I ain't worried. She said, I'm like, oh, all right, whatever. She's on her high mountain. I ain't even looking for her because I'm on mine, too.
Hold up.
Jay Sean, you're supposed to immediately correct that statement so nobody believes it's the truth. You can't let that linger like a rotisserie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
going to
forget that one.
That's my podcast wife. Hold up. We got another caller. 1 second. 1298, you live.
Hey, Jay Sean. I hope all is well.
Hey.
Fred, how are you?
I'm good. I'm maintaining. How are you?
Amen. I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain. Thank God. Yes.
Thank you. That's what's up.
Jay Sean, listening to the show. Hey, Ryan A. Yeah, having a good time.
Hey, Latoya.
How are you?
Ah,
awesome. Shadiq, I hope all is well. Y'all having a great conversation. This
hey, Toya.
What's going on? I hope all is well. I'll be listening in to Game TV tomorrow,
but,
Lord.
Latoya, you got the best radio voice. I swear, you got a good radio voice.
Oh Lord, okay, well thank you.
I'm telling you,
Deshaun, I was underneath the weather. Somebody passed me some germs.
Yeah, I was underneath the weather too.
Yes, yes,
hold up. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. New caller, I didn't get your name.
My name is Latoya.
Latoya? Okay, Latoya.
Yes.
Where you from? Where you live at? You sound good. Cause everybody else, they want to be ignorant and, like, they want to be back up in the corner. I'm like, I'm live as a mug right now. You sound good. New blood.
I'm born and raised. I live in Hoboken. Born and raised.
Hoboken,
New Jersey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know about that. Hoboken. Edgewater. I know about all that.
Yes, I am.
Just because I'm
Edgewater.
In ATL don't mean I don't know about that. But what's going on with you, boo?
All is well. Yes, yes, yes. All is well.
You sure all is well?
Yes.
You sound good as hell. Can I come from Atlanta, Hoboken, and fly into Teterboro for you?
I'm old enough to be your daughter.
You? What? Old enough to be my daughter?
Yes.
Well, so what does that mean? You about what?
I am 39.
Shit, you can have a daughter.
That's okay.
What?
Kids are
39. You can't have a daughter. I'm only 54. You ain't that old shit. You think you talking to Herman Munster or somebody? you bugging. Listen.
Wow.
What is born? Listen. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to ridicule you or anything like that. But if you have something else to say, you go ahead. And I apologize.
No, you're okay. I was just.
I'm bored because I like action.
Okay. No, you're good. You're good. I was just calling to say hello. Shadiq, you were saying something about your show.
Yeah, I was saying I still need the other 3 subscribers before I'm able to go live. I'm 46. You know, yeah, I needed 3 more. After that, then I'm going to be able to go live.
Got it.
Anybody on the line, you want to be those 3 more so we can start going live, we appreciate it, you know, with the subscribers. Yeah, I just, I just mentioned you to my wife, Toya. I said I didn't hear Toya's voice in a minute.
You know what, Shadi? I was on... I was listening to Grown Folks on Saturday. I did chime in. I did doze off. I knocked out. I was underneath the weather. I fell asleep. Then I received a phone call later on, and it was like, you didn't get on Shadiq. And I'm like, oh.
You got some pretty feet.
Man, that was my last. You missed my last show, huh?
I know it went. It got past me. I do apologize. It just got past me.
Yeah, that's okay.
You got some pretty feet. You got pretty feet. No disrespect.
Oh my goodness.
You got some pretty feet. You sound like you got some pretty feet. Hurry up. They go on to hold his palm in his hand and play a violin with. You ain't never, man. I'm gonna tell you, I'm a real one. I get it cracking. I'm bored, man. Nobody saying nothing. I got all these people on it. They didn't hear me pee. I'm walking around the house and shit. I ain't got no music going. I don't know what's going on. I'm about to play some shit.
See now,
I done did that shit twice.
Now everybody see. Fred, you done took a transformation from. How you was at 8 o'clock. to how you is at 10:30.
Well, I'm still maintaining. This is the live shit. I stay live. With me, if I start and I'm smooth, everything good, you know what I mean, and everything is flowing, and then I get into a conversation, or if I'm building with the guys, you know what I mean, that can go into the AM. So I get more momentum, and I get more energy, you know what I mean, into flowing, as long as, like, something is, like,
are you happy now, or do you really want a companion? Yeah, like yes or no. What do you want?
Well, what I'm saying, I'm good.
All right.
I'm good. I mean, like, you know what I mean? As far as like, as far as after the divorce. Before the divorce, after the divorce, whatever, separation time.
I had a nice red bone ready to travel.
Man, hey, Jay, you already know, bro.
Listen, for real.
I'm listening.
I'm
about to shoot
willing
some
to submit.
Play some speed.
She was willing to submit. Willing to listen. Bringing more to the table than sex. Willing to keep you emotionally stable. I got one like that.
Damn, bro. Well, you good. Now, if that was possible, then maybe. But where I am right now, you know what I mean? Shit, listen, it's like, you know what I mean? Just try to picture this shit. If you know what I mean, you go into the city, blah, 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 you meet up over the chick, you with her for 7 years, boom, boom, 7 years. Y'all just going together, 7 years, boom, boom. 7 years later, you get married, boom, boom. 10 years after that. You know what I mean? I find some shit that I don't need to find, and then it take another 7 to 10 years for a divorce because of our daughter now. That's cool. I mean, like, yo, man, nobody know what I've been through. You know what I mean? It's a book, and it's a lot of science. You know what I mean? Right about now, it's just like a science. I know what I do and how I can put down shit. You know what I mean? And I know, like, if any connection with how you score or an acceptance of appearance, you know what I mean? And then that's like, you know what I mean? It all depends on what you're looking for. You know what I mean? These days and shit, I ain't really, like, beat. Like these
you ain't
days
deep
right
for
now,
love?
I want love, but I got so much going on, bro. Like as far as like trying to pay my rent, you know what I mean? Keeping my daughter straight, you know what I mean? She's 15. Like I said, I got a sweet 16 coming up, you know what I mean? Any chick that I get with, you know what I mean? They can't love me and marry me and be happily ever after. In a year or two, you know what I mean? That takes a while, you know what I mean? To develop.
Yo,
you
listen,
know what I mean?
Listen,
ain't nobody.
You've been, hey, yo, Fred, you the man. Let me tell you something. We gotta take one more quick break. Then we gonna come back and we gonna get everybody's final thoughts. And then we gonna shut it down. Uh-huh. We've been going about almost 3 hours, so.
Yeah,
no,
you can like call me anytime, my brother.
Hold on. No, just stay on the line. I'm just playing one more song. All
right.
And then we'll be right back. One more song. All right. And then we'll be right back. And we're going to get everybody's final statement. Don't forget anybody want to give donations. You still got time. We're going to take one more quick break, and we'll be right back to finish it out. Just some karaoke shit. We'll be right back. Just like the first day I met you. Oh, man, we got another caller, man, everybody. 1 second. We can't leave you on caller uncalled. We got to go to the line. Hold up. 6626, you live.
Man, you don't want to holler.
6626.
Okay. Voice wasn't attractive. It was my voice was intimidating.
Hold on, Fred. 6626. Well, they must have pressed one by mistake.
Yes, he did.
I ain't got that very white voice. This is my natural voice.
But in the meantime, we getting ready to take this out. But before, who is that talking?
Well, I'm a female. Ooh-wee.
Not you, it's a female.
I know. I said I heard a female. Ooh-wee.
Is that 6626?
Damn, anybody scared of me or little Freddy Fred?
Anyway. All right, before we sign out, look, listen. I really didn't know how this show was going to work, but it turned out being
that's a bunch of way.
Hold on. It turned out to be a pretty good show tonight. I was tired. But every time I get out on my podcast with everybody, like, it's like, you know, it ain't no me without you. I want to give a thanks to everybody who tuned in, especially my man Fred, because he didn't sign up for this. He just called to listen, but I appreciate his support. I hope he tuned in next week and next week to be
I'll
a friend to the
can,
show.
Yeah,
even if you on the road with your truck.
Yes, indeed, sir. I'll come back
truck with your truck.
Hey, yo, you know what? It's a lot of people, when it's born, that don't want to say nothing, that know me. It ain't no me and you was kind of like cool like that, just to hear my voice and just was listening to see what I was going to say. Because, you know what I mean? I know a lot of chicks, but I don't tell my business. You know what I mean? I don't put it out there like that. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of people out there like now wondering, whoa, who is that dude? Now I know my voice is what it is, nigga. For all the haters out there, it is what it is, and it's going to stay what it is.
1-2-1-2. You heard it. You heard
check
it.
Check them out.
You heard it live from my man. He gave it to you all. But look. It's almost 11 o'clock. I've been doing this 3 hours. Like I like to tell people.
Yo,
I give it my all. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I do. A lot of people like to tell me that.
Who ain't like my pitch?
I changed a lot. Hey, yo, you remind me of somebody named Miles. He's a friend to the show. We got a new Miles, y'all. Can you believe it? I didn't think ever find another Miles.
Oh, wow.
Who ain't like my picture? What? Shit.
We done found another Miles.
Go through ATL. I saw you. I be in Jersey, so.
We done found another Miles, y'all. Well, look, we kind of hold up, Greg. Give me a minute, 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Because it's been a great show. I want to appreciate everybody who listened in. Lately, a lot of people have been telling me that I changed a lot, but I like to tell them that I haven't changed a lot. A lot has changed me.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hey, Sean, can you hear me? Hello?
I'm here.
Who is this?
This is Ingrid. This is Ingrid. I just wanted to say hey, what's going on? I just wanted to say that I appreciate how much he talks about his daughter. It's wonderful to hear that. It's refreshing. And I would just suggest that he says he makes a decent amount of money. He makes a decent amount of money. I would just suggest that he connects with a financial advisor so that he can set something up for his daughter. She's a priority. So I would just suggest that you set something up so that when you're no longer here, she can have something to benefit that you leave behind. You sound very intelligent. You sound like you're on a great path. Continue what you're doing and just continue to make her the priority.
Hello? This is Fred. Are you speaking to me?
Yes.
Freddie, I'm right here.
I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous, but I'm speaking to you, Fred. I just want to say that it is refreshing. It's refreshing to hear you constantly talk about your daughter. Keep her.
That's my love. That's my love. Regardless, I don't see her like a lot of people see her, see their children or whatever. Make sure that I speak to her at least once or twice a week. She's in New Jersey. I'm in Georgia. And then when I'm on the road, you know what I mean, I'll call her and see her, make sure everything is good, and make sure she's well taken care of. She's very well spoken for herself. She's grown up to be a great young lady in her own, you know what I mean? Because she knows she has a daddy and a father. But at the end of the day, a lot of times, you know what I mean, you can't really say what, you know what I mean, her environment or, you know what I mean, whoever's around her has been putting her head about her father or whatever. I try not to deal with that. And one of the reasons why I moved to Georgia is so that I would have a daughter. You hear me?
Yeah.
The reason I moved to Georgia to get away from her mother because it was toxic to the point that I can't stay here. The point that I know already here, whatever child support, it didn't match me, whatever it is. Blah, 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 blah. Let me do that just to get away from the mother because of what she did to me, but I'm not going in there. So... $800 a month for one child is what I've been doing for a while. And she's 15, and I got to look at a sweet 16 for her next year. That's costing me because as a truck driver, you only can make what you can make. You know what I mean? Unless you own your truck and you got your own kind of business. I'm still living check to check. You
oh
know
my
what I mean?
God! Are they turning it off? Shut it off.
He's living check by check.
Yeah, I'm still living check to check. You know what I mean? I'm still living check to check, but I live, and I do like I do. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to like build up my credit and all that because I was paying everything cash. And I pay. I ain't want no credit because that would have happened to me back in my past. You know what I mean? I ain't want no credit cards, but I just, like, started getting back into credit thing. I got, like, 3 credit cards right now. I'm good boosting that up. But I don't know who else is out there paying $800 and some change or $200 a week. You know what I mean? In child support for one child. You know what I mean? I know families.
Like,
I know people with like 8 kids and don't pay.
That.
So I've been doing that, and I've been getting
income. But that's based on your income, Fred. That's why I said hearing
but,
that
saying,
based on your
it's
income.
Based on my income, it's based on income, but my income varies. Sometimes I can make whatever, and that it's not like I make a lot by driving trucks. You know what I mean? I might get $1,500, $1,800, you know what I mean, a week. But you know, I know people that's making more than that.
Right.
What?
But that's why I said, Fred, that's why I mentioned that you connect with a financial advisor and have a financial advisor walk you through what your income is and help you budget that.
Okay. All right, now listen to me. When I went through that, I did all of that. I went through court, and when I got divorced, that's like basically the only thing I gotta do. So like, even though I still give extra and more time, to like when I get time to go see her in New Jersey or whatever, I still pay extra, $500 for a Nintendo.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
The ones that are father, they do pay extra.
Outside of child support, you know what I mean? But, I mean, like, it's based on your income. It's like I wasn't always making this. You know what I mean?
Well, you
I
can
left,
always
I
go
left,
back.
I feel like I'm paying a price right now for me not being able to see my daughter every day, every week, like it was when I was in the house. You know what I mean? I miss feeding her. I miss waking up in the middle of the night.
Feel that,
you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah, but I'm the man. I did that. I took off a whole month of work, whatever they could give me, to take care of my daughter, to bond with my daughter. I did that. You know what I mean?
And I think
it ain't like it was like a sacrifice or whatever, or that I had to do it or whatever. I wanted to do it to bond with my daughter when she was just came home from the hospital. When she was a baby. Yeah, and a lot of chicks out here don't know that if they got a man that would do that. Excuse me? A lot of chicks out here, word is born, don't know what it takes for a man to love somebody enough to be in. The delivery room, to see that come out and know all the measurements and have all the measurements. A lot of men, a lot of baby fathers don't know that. A lot of baby fathers don't know that. That they, a lot of baby fathers ain't never even been in the delivery room to see their child being born. And one of them wasn't even mine. So don't go deep and be like, stuck in on the lollipop.
That's why I just wanted to comment.
I ain't looking for no sympathy. I do what I do. And I don't need no sympathy, empathy, nothing from no chick that think, when I start talking about that, I get heated. Because everybody think, she's the mother, she's the main one. But I work my ass off to make sure that my daughter is taken care of. You know what I mean? Whatever she needs, I got it. And she got it already because she got her own personal card.
You ready
to
cry?
So motherfuckers can't come. Yeah, man, shit. Hell yeah. She going to be ready to drive Sweet 16. I ain't no punk ass nigga. I talk shit and I'm smart, but I know not to get myself. What?
It's gonna rain. Oh yeah. No, I'll grab you because
Well, I checked the weather.
It's gonna rain, but it's still gonna go out.
It's raining now.
Somebody got their phone. Somebody got their phone open.
Oh, I find the run around with the tires.
Yeah, I somebody eating all that shit, knocking on lollipop like they like on the block.
All right, mama.
Good night. Nigga.
Look. Somebody got their phone open. I don't know who it is. But look, we can already shut it down.
Yeah, I'm good. My brother, what is born?
It's been a good show.
Hey, yo.
Hold up.
I ain't been home on a Friday in a long time, a minute. I'm good. Hey,
whenever
you available,
tune into the show. Hold up. We got to hold up. Hold on 1 second. I want to thank everybody who donated to the show, everybody who tuned in on the phone line, everybody who called in, listened down the line online. You know, I got to give thanks to all of them. But once again, we got to talk about Breast Cancer Month. Send our prayers to everybody suffering and everybody that we know that's going through something right now, being a victim of something. And all our friends to the show, Andre, Miles, Lois, Shireen, all the people that we know that's going through something, because it's a lot of people that's going through stuff right now. So everybody that's listening, that's in the comforts of their home, you know, and on this show and all over, like, we got to be fortunate because, listen, it could be you.
Mm-hmm.
It could be one of us. One of us laying in that hospital right now with pneumonia. With breast cancer, with blood clogs. It could be one of us. So, we gotta give our thanks, and we gotta be happy that you're healthy, and it's another day another day above ground. We really gotta appreciate that. Like I said, I'm gonna thank everybody who tuned in tonight. I'm gonna thank all my listeners. Don't forget, what's the next show tomorrow? 11 o'clock. I think we got the sports podcast. Sunday we got the Point of Impact. Monday I don't know if the Dollar Dash is coming back yet. And then Tuesday and Wednesdays we got available for anybody who want to do start a podcast. We got Tuesdays and Wednesdays available. And then Thursday, we'll be right back with my sister's show and so on and so on in my show. Thank you. Oh, Mr. Solution, thanks for tuning in. Evajane, Shadi, Ingrid, my man Fred, Gigi, and everybody else who tuned in, and especially in all my donators and all my people online, everybody, you know what I mean? Like, yo, without you, it'd be no me. I didn't even want to do this show tonight. I was like, I'm going to talk for like 30 minutes and I'm going to shut it down because, I wasn't really feeling it. And now, look, we've been on this show for 3 hours and 12 minutes and counting, and we all still up. You know what I mean? Nobody shot. Nobody stabbed. Nobody's feelings crushed. Nobody angry. And it's a good thing because, we older now. So